Om Shanti, good morning, and we welcome Suresh Bhaiji with one hand raised. Okay, this is our great fortune to have Bhaiji with us for the second class, and yesterday we have one class, right? And also he is Baba's special jewels, and we get this opportunity, and those who want to go to Gyan Sarovar, they will be stay back because he is here with us. Okay, Suresh Bhaiji is born in UP and his state of India, and he came to Baba in 14 years when he was 1964, and he visited Madhuban 1966, and he completed his study and surrendered to Yagya in 1968, which is Lokit father, and Suresh Bhaiji lived with Brahma Baba. That is the great fortune. And also is currently based in Gyan Sarovar since 1993, and is in charge of all the three campuses kitchen departments. And we have often seen his program in YouTube and many in the TV channels. And today we're going to have his divine wisdom sharing with us. Welcome once again, Suresh Bhaiji. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Enjoying this life? Not Shanti one, this life. We have to learn how to experience peace, happiness, might, harmony in our practical life. Without that, knowledge only, just knowledge. No use of such knowledge, which cannot make our life easy, blissful, very happy. Baba is teaching us. So today I have come to you without any topic, without any preparation. I was fast from kitchen. I am coming directly to you. I was trying to come on time, but late. Many people come to me and they need only one thing. What is that one thing? Photograph. An individual photograph. So it takes time. So, method of easy efforts, but Baba mentioned yesterday, easy effort, easy pursuit. Should I speak this word, pursuit, in Hindi? Pursuit, easy effort. Method of easy pursuit is to practice higher consciousness. In my mind, this is topic now, how to make our effort easy. We have to learn this art, because Baba has given us wide knowledge, and specifically, he has reminded us about our beginning, middle, and end. We have to become the embodiment of those things, specifically embodiment of higher consciousness, just as first consciousness he gave us. He made us realize you are not this body, you are soul, simple thing. It has become very simple for us, but you must know. Since thousands of years, our monks, our scholars, our rishis, they had been searching for this only, who am I? And no one could know exactly who am I. And where is our abode? This was beyond their conception, beyond their thoughts. and Baba in one line. Soul, world is your home. Finished. And we accepted it. Once I asked one great Mahamandaleswar, you know, in India, big sannyasis. He became my friend in Rishikesh, Haridwar. So I asked him, what is your aim of this tapasya? Answer was mukti. My question was, where will you go if you achieve mukti? Answer, I will live with God in supreme bliss. I will live with God. Then I smiled and gave some time to him. I asked him then, but you believe God is everywhere? It means you are with him. Where will you go to leave him here? And he was silent. The question is good, but there is no answer. So Baba's knowledge is so simple, so great and elevated, that his scholars could not understand even 1% of this knowledge about Raj Yoga. No one could know who God is, how to connect to him. He came down to us and taught everything in easy manner. You are this. A big thing he made us realize, you had been deities in golden age. And you were absolutely viceless, pure. And as soon as we realized it, we became pure. Therefore, Baba always insists on one thing, practice 5-4. It will make you complete pure. So, higher consciousness. In Hindi, we call it Smriti, Smriti. He reminded us of the past. You had been deities. Those pure sanskaras, those sanskaras of deities are here inside you. You have to immerse them, and if you see your original form of deity, they will get immersed. Just Baba reminded us one wonderful and simple thing, and we accepted easily. Your role of 5,000 years is about to end now, and you have to go back home. We accepted. We did not ask why, how, millions of years, no. He made us realize, I have come down to take you back. Prepare for this now. If we remember it, it's also Manmanabhav. It will give us many good experiences of detachment. Easy yoga, silent mind, good concentration. These things what we need. All Brahmins need them. But they experience a struggle in their mind. They bring a struggle in their mind. Oh, mind is running here and there. What to do? It makes us tired. Fight. But practice these things. I'm a great soul. I'm charitable soul, Punyatma. I'm very powerful. I'm supremely pure. Keep remembering these thoughts and mind will become silent. So we must know one deep secret behind this mind. Nature of mind is constant thinking. All the time, from thousands of years, mind continually thinking, thinking, thinking. It's the nature of mind to create thoughts. Now listen very carefully. Either we give thought to our mind, which is a good thing, great thing. We give good elevated thoughts to our mind. But if we don't give, then mind automatically will work. And it will run here and there. So the best method to control the mind is to give elevated thoughts to our mind. Did you follow? Simple thing. And only we Baba children have a big store of elevated thoughts. If you ask any person in this world, tell me 5 great thoughts, high thoughts, they will thinking. What are elevated thoughts? High thinking? What is high thinking? They know, they say, keep saying, simple living and high thinking. But what is high thinking? Only Baba children know. So, give homework to your mind. And then see, mind will become your good friend. We have to make our mind our good friend. Otherwise, it will create problems and problems for us. Because nowadays, I would like to share these things to you. Nowadays, psychiatric diseases are increasing a lot in this world. And beginning of psychiatric disease is from fast speed of thoughts or from fear. Fear changes into anxiety. Anxiety is a dirty mental disease, very dirty. In that, man lose happiness, everything. Then depression. So we have to save ourselves, we have to protect ourselves from this fast thinking. And you have to teach to all your family members, your friends, how to control this speed. So I used one technique, and that technique became very useful, very powerful, and many patients of depression got well. Technique is, when you wake up in the morning, write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. You may not believe, even non-BK persons, they started writing this. I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. And they got well. Because from here, powerful energy entered their brain, opened the blockage of brain. So, our each and every thought generates energy. Keep it in your mind. Each and every thought generates energy. If thoughts are negative, they will create negative energy. And thus many problems in life. Many diseases in life. But if we create positive, pure, powerful thoughts, then we will become ever healthy. I asked one doctor of brain, neurophysician they call in medical. Why it is said that happiness is a big nourishment? You all know, khushi jaisi khuraak nahi. It's Hindi saying. No nourishment is as the nourishment of happiness. So then we were discussing. So final answer was, in our brain there are many cells, millions and billions. To these cells they call neurons. So if a person is very happy, these neurons keep dancing. Happy, they are also happy. And then a very good energy will spread in whole body and healthy life. You can check in this world, those who are very happy, they are more healthy. They are fatty too. I used to laugh. You are very happy person in the world. No worry, no tension. Okay, Baba is responsible. Leave everything to him. We need not to worry. They keep dancing in their life. So, now next thing. So, in order to make our efforts easy, you can choose at least 10 thoughts of higher consciousness, of self-respect, and practice them. And yoga will become easy, natural, joyful. One thought, very good, Baba used to give to us in the beginning when Baba became avyakt, that always practice. Specifically, as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, keep this thought in mind. I, soul, came down from my home and entered this body. This is my body. Feel, this is my body. I am sitting here looking through eyes. Yet this practice of 1 minute will make us bodiless. It doesn't mean that whole day we have to recite, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. No. If you do this practice 8 or 10 times in a day, enough. Second, very good experience, very beneficial and useful practice of everyone's life, they may be non-BK, it is how to use the power of subconscious mind. Or in simple word, how to use the power of our mind. We, Baba children, are very powerful, more powerful than human beings. They may be powerful logically, in their families, but spiritually no one is as powerful as Baba's children are. Do you believe it? Accept it? We are Master Almighty. God has entitled us. You are Master Almighty. I have given you all of my powers. So we are very powerful. Just for the brief knowledge for you, 90% of our mind's power lies into subconscious mind. We use only 10% power through our mind. But if we learn how to use entire power, miracles can take place. 10% power is also doing so much in this world. And this is why that Kapil says that man is using only 10% power of his brain. This is not actually brain, but mind. They say that Einstein, the great scientist, used 30% power of his brain. Different conceptions are there. But yogi can use how much? 100% power. And the day when a yogi uses 100% power, he becomes the master of entire nature. He will give order to sun. Now, not so warmy. Please be silent. Be a little cool. And it has to follow the order. So, 10% of our mind. And in this 10%, we are thinking too much. So we are wasting 90% power of our conscious mind.
Technically, we are living only
1%. So we have to improve it with the practice of self-respect, Svaman. We can make our mind very powerful, and then brain will become very powerful. And we must know one another secret. Everything of our 84 birth, as it is recorded in the soul, it is also recorded in this big brain. Everyone's brain is so big. You can see a small computer, a small phone, a small chips. It contains big memory. And this big brain, it contains everything of 84 words. So past memories lie in unconscious mind. They call it unconscious mind. So you can say big part of brain, big part is full of our past memories. We have to make them fast into present, change them. And method is same thing, practice 5-4. Those who are bad memories, any bad actions, we can burn them with the power of powerful yoga. And those who are pure memories, we can activate them with the power of higher consciousness. Suppose we practice, I am a supremely pure soul. So my pure sanskaras will emerge. Think this way. If we practice, I am a very powerful soul. So sleeping powers will awaken. We will become powerful. If we think, I am a great soul, so our greatness of inside will come into practical life. So this way, we can use this power. Now, how to use the power of subconscious mind? Let us come to this point, and by this knowledge, you can achieve many things, you can solve your many problems. So, would you like this topic?
Yes, sure.
Our own power. And we have to use that. It's not that we have to gain something from outside. It is inside our mind. We have to activate it. We have to make a good use of that power. Second thing we must know, when our conscious mind is silent, listen carefully. When our conscious mind is silent, then subconscious mind is fully active. Did you follow? No, I had explained already. Where you had gone? Listen again. power of mind. You can divide it into three parts, conscious, unconscious, subconscious. We can divide into two more parts, higher consciousness and super consciousness. Psychologists don't know it. So one part of our mind is unconscious, big part. Means many memories are sleeping there. And one part is subconscious mind. So 90% of our power lies in subconscious mind, 10% in conscious. Is it? Chips, yes, yes, yes. So, three timings are here with Brahmins when our conscious mind is silent. One is when we wake up in the morning. Second time, when we go to sleep, we say, oh, I feel sleepy. Means, mind is getting silent, subconscious mind awaking. Whole night, subconscious mind is active. What are the dreams? The memories which we recorded in subconscious mind, they get emerged at night because conscious mind is silent. Therefore, it is very important in order to make our sleep sound or dreamless, free from dreams, that before going to bed we must do very good practice. Practice of eye form or practice of yoga or practice of intoxication, so that subconscious mind cannot emerge the past bad things. Otherwise, many complain, bad dreams, dangerous dream, dreadful dream, fearful dream. So they don't enjoy sleep and therefore they get tired. It causes many mental diseases. And third time is when we are in good meditation, mind is silent, so subconscious mind is active. See why Baba mentioned, first become soul conscious, then remember me. Because when we are soul conscious, our conscious mind is silent. There may be 1, 2, 3 thoughts. I am a soul, or I am Master Almighty. So at that time, entire energy from Almighty will enter us. Full achievement. And if there are many thoughts in our mind, we won't be able to achieve maximum energy from Baba. So whenever you wake up, you have to create some elevated thoughts in your mind. So, suppose now is the early morning. Everyone's mind is silent now. We have woke up now. And say first, good morning, Baba. And then, you have given me blessing, you are Master Almighty. You are most fortunate soul in the world. So I am Master Almighty, very powerful. I am most fortunate person in the world. I am most wealthy person in the world. I am very successful person in the world. I am free from all obstacles. God is with me. His powers are working with me. Again, you can repeat 3 times, 4 times. Mind will get charged and Amrit Vela will become very joyful, wonderful, energetic, no sleepy feeling. Mind will not run and here, there. We control it. So we can start our Amrit Vela with such thoughts. To many mothers who are in bondage, I teach this thing. Every day at least 10 mothers come with bondage. We are in bondage of husband. He doesn't allow us this, this, this. So I just teach them, practice in the morning like this. I am Master Almighty, I am free from bondage, and this soul, husband, is my good cooperative. He's my helpful. Just talk to him. I love you. You love me. Also give a thought. So our thoughts will give direction to that person too. His mind will change. Everything. You give thoughts in the morning. And specifically, when that person is sleeping, if you give thought to that person, what you want, his mind will change. This is also a new experience. Many souls are drunks, drinking alcohol very much. So I taught them this technique in the morning. First, create such thoughts. I am world benefactor. The soul is my good friend. And then, mentally talk to him. See him soul, him or her soul. And then, mind to mind, talk to him. You are a good soul. You are a wise person. This alcohol will ruin your life, will damage your kidney. You belong to deity religion. You had been deity one day. Leave it. Final command. Leave it. Become pure. So because that person is sleeping, so your command, your thoughts directly will go to his mind, will affect. If you do for 7 days, same time every day. Very effective. You can do for 21 days. It will depend upon your power, how concerned, stable mind you have, how power you have. So this way, we can make good use of our power of subconscious mind. I'm a successful yogi. My mind has become stable. I am a happy person. I am stress free. I am free from all problems. Create such thoughts. And see the result. Powerfully it will work. Because when he wake up, then many bad energies started entering his mind. And his own thoughts also, creating negative energy. So it is the best technique to make use of our mind's power. I would also say something for purity, would you like? Or you will get depressed? I know when I speak something about purity, everyone's face I read. Oh, such tough path. Oh, very difficult. It can't be done. No. Feel that we had been voiceless souls. Just Baba was saying yesterday, you had done. You got victory in every kalpa. Again, you have to just repeat. Nothing new. So, keep in your mind, pure souls. I'm saying big, big thing. Pure souls will give vision in the near future. They will become the embodiment of vision. People will see them in goddess form, in angelic form, this role we are going to play on this planet. So, bring yourself beyond small, small thoughts, family problems, individual problems. You will say, how? It is very difficult. But we have to make it easy. Start thinking most elevated, and you will experience we are so great, our powers are so great, and I am puzzled with such a tiffling thing. This thing, this problem is nothing, it's very small. Because Baba had mentioned, problems are very small, but you keep thinking, 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 and make them very big.
Mountain.
So if you are in great Swaman, you will experience we are great, problems are nothing, very weak. With the power of our powerful vibrations, they will finish, they will end. So make yourself very pure. And many of us are very strong in celibacy, but they are weak in the children of vices. Remember yesterday's point? Jealousy, parchintan, revenge, bad wishes for others, so many desires in mind, laziness, carelessness. These are the children of vices. Subtle anger, subtle ego. These things cause damage into our power of purity. Otherwise, if a pure person becomes free from such waste thinking, the glow of his purity will attract to the world. And such time is coming soon. So did you learn how to use the power of subconscious mind? Simple thing I told you. You can think over it and can make your own use. Purity. But about one another thing I like to speak in front of you. Future of this world. You know, world war is not going to take place tomorrow. So don't get so much scared. I have to play this big role during transformation. Because this divine task of transformation is not so easy. Very big scene we will have to see. Entire treasure of golden age, where it is? Gold. Diamonds, entire treasure of golden age, where it is now? You know, under the ground, and it will come up. So what will happen for that? Earthquakes. Many gems and jewels are there in Arab Sagar, ocean. That water will come on the surface of South India, and then slowly water will go back, and jewels and gems on the earth, they will come in your hands. Mothers love very much. So we have to see a good future, not bad present. Prepare yourself for that. Because whatever is going to happen on this earth is good for Brahmin souls. So when you are here, make a program of Iji Yoga, Karma Yoga, and method is, listen the simple method. Make a list. हाँ सेलो बहन आई है. अच्छा पूछना था कुछ. अच्छा तो बस मैं पास आ जाओ. So make a list of your karmas of all day and at least how many types of karmas you do whole day. How big it list will be?
It's a very long list.
If you want to make intense effort, make a big list. Intense effort, EG yoga, I am giving you example how I did. Not now, many years before. I made a list of my karmas in 35 points. And one point was brushing. See how small work it is? But we have to give at least 3 minutes. Why don't we remember one thing? So I fixed whenever I will brush my teeth, I will remember 3 times I am a great soul. There is no problem in this thinking. We have to think otherwise some other things. Saving, brothers do saving. Take 5 minutes. I fixed up this practice I will do during saving. At that time I used to cook in kitchen, making tea, making toli. So I fixed up that in morning tea I will do this practice. 4 hours, 4 o'clock tea I will do this practice. Breakfast tea I will do this practice. Bathing. From room going up to kitchen, from room going up to class, I will do this practice that I am lighthouse. So make a list, at least 12 points minimum, and 12 are not many. Make a list and then fix up that in this work I will do this practice. In this work I will practice this swaman. In this work I will remember this thought given by Baba. So easily whole day you will enjoy your karmas. Mind will remain stable. You will become free from waste thinking and mental disease. You will become healthy mentally and physically. And life journey will become very joyful, easy. Can you do this?
Yes.
Make a list today. Simple list. I had made like this. I divided Amrit Vela 30 to 6. That I will do these 5 practices. That is powerful time, seed stage, giving sakas, chit-chat with Baba and like this. Something. Practice 5 forms. Then, during Murli time, 1 hour Murli, 1 hour, I will do this practice. My practice were very strong, so I did like this, that in 1 hour, many minutes, maximum minutes, I will experience that Baba's rays are coming down to me. I am sitting under the shower, listening only. Very powerful experience, very powerful. I can say most powerful experience. Because knowledge and powers, both together were working. So you can make such plan for your effort, and I hope when you come next time in Madhuban, you will not remain as you are now. Powerful yogi, very pure soul, mind will become full with elevated thoughts, very good practice of self-respect. Agree? Om Shanti. Thank you.